B-Pod Studios.
Boston's home for sports on your phone.
Socks, Celts,
Bruins,
Pats News,
podcasts.
Listen live from anywhere.
Something is the key to all of this.
98.5 The Sports Hub. That's an app.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's tough to sit there and hold your tongue.
Ooh.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, no!
It's the
Bengals. Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bagamoney.
And the other. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in his chest.
The Bankroll Boys are famous now.
I heard that thing too. Joe Murray informing Dan Lipschitz that there are people coming up to him when he's out and about.
Out and about. When he's in Vegas, people were coming up to him, yeah, right, Joe?
It's a true story. And I have witnesses to back it up.
But I don't think you're lying.
I was going to an STK, and somebody goes, hey, over under 985 podcast. I was like, what's up, man?
And then I was like,
holy crap, we made it to Vegas.
And then everyone started saying what to you? Like, hey, man, you should go check out my guy.
I can go see this guy at this casino or that hotel, the sports book here. So, made my rounds.
You're like, I'm good at what I do because of the guys. I got my own guys.
That's true, I do.
All right, well.
The guy out there.
I gave the Bankroll Boys at the beginning of the football season. Or no, not even the beginning of the football season. A couple weeks into the football season. $2,000 to play with, and they've more than doubled my money.
How about that?
Well, what we did was he put $2,000, just to make it clear, he put up $2,000 at the beginning of the year. So what we did was on our podcast, we give out podcast plays every week. So some of them were 10 plays, some of them were 14 plays. So essentially what we did was it's like $200 plus the juice would be $220. So we rolled those out, and I believe it was over 14 weeks.
Okay, so what you're saying is that if people would have played your picks over those 14 weeks, they would have more than doubled their money.
They would have made just about $2,000.
Well, no. If people – I'm just – he gave you $2,000. Yeah. He's coming back with $2,500.
Well, we used that $2,000, yes.
Okay, so – but
it's like if he went to Vegas, you'd have to put up $2,200.
I understand. So yeah. Is he profiting $2,500 or is he profiting $500?
Yeah, he's profiting $2,000.
Yeah. So he more
– And that's with the juice.
Yeah, so if you played all your picks over – if a listener played all your picks over those 14 weeks, they would have more than doubled their money.
Yes.
That is impressive. Impressive.
Yeah, and listen, we could have been better. We were just doing it based off the picks we give on our podcast.
No, it's great. Right. But that's...
Well, I appreciate it. So you could have done better, but you decided not.
No, what I'm saying... Well, we could have done, though. We could have asked you, hey, who do you like every week?
No, I
and done that.
No.
Who knows how you would have done?
This was all about testing... You know, the credibility of the Bankroll Boys. Last year, you guys made me a lot of money. This year, I did it, and there's a reason why I'm not making a ton of money this year is because I put everything on every game. Like, instead of spreading it around, I would do one game, and I would take stupid risks, and that's just the way it works. But last year, I made over, I think,
$3,000.
Yeah, a lot of money.
Yep.
And so you brought the cash today.
I have it with me right now.
Are we going to have a Make It Rain ceremony?
We can do it if you'd like.
All right, at the end of the break, I want you to get that hand ready. I'll bust out the video camera. I'll make a TikTok.
He said it wanted intense. I was actually thinking about like going to the bank and like just getting quarters. You know, see if they could give me $2,000.
Well, if you're going to use TikTok, you got to use my son's
Okay, this is how out of touch I am. Can I videotape it and transfer that to a TikTok?
I don't know.
That's about my.
I want my son's TikTok.
No, I want a videotape.
I have TikTok,
but that's what a videotape is.
Then I'll videotape it and I'll put it on TikTok.
No, use my son's TikTok.
I'll find out if I can upload it
because my son's TikTok.
Okay, once you have it on your son's TikTok, is there a way that I can link it
to my?
That's why I want to do it. I want our listeners to be able to see it. You don't want listeners going on your son's TikTok. That's weird.
No, I don't want them to.
Yeah, so I will film it, and then I'll give it to you if you want your son to make a video out of it. Boy, we probably sound like a zillion years old, every 14-year-old out there.
Well, that's our audience.
It is. All right.
We play enough farts for their benefit. All right,
that
so listen. I'm looking because, you know, college football season, it's on hiatus. But college hockey is in full swing.
Ooh, we're going straight to college hockey. I like it.
And Merrimack.
Let's get dirty.
Taking on Union. Now, Union, national champions not so long ago. And it's Merrimack minus 150 versus Union. What gives there?
I got no idea. I know nothing about college hockey, but I figured you guys would enjoy the fact that there's some real degen college hockey action going on. Merrimack being the big favorite, along with Dartmouth. Don't ignore the Dartmouth-Bentley game. It's a massive game, of course. You know.
Now, are you going, if you're bored, are you going to put any money on these things?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I know nothing about it. I'm not well-versed
now,
in college hockey.
Joe, will you?
I don't know anything about this.
Okay.
But if I'll bet on it? I think Merrimack's better than Union, and I think Dartmouth's better than Bentley.
All right.
Well, you're going just by the line. Okay?
Well, so this is how me and Dan work. He has, I call him the lift stats. He finds all these lift stats, and I just eyeball it. Yep. And that's how it works.
He's a picking and sticking guy.
He's the brains. You're the balls.
Pretty much.
Like it. Brains and balls. It's your new nickname. That's great. Yeah. So, all right. So this question is for balls. I see that you guys have here on the list the Pat scandal. These are the Bet Online odds. And this is their actual odds on what will happen to the Patriots from this videotaping. What do you have here, balls?
I see the Pats can be fined at -350.
Okay.
To be fined and lose a draft pick at +220. Ooh. Pats will not be punished at +1,000.
Oh, okay. So, Brains, where would you put the smart money on this one?
The value right now is on the fine and lose a draft pick. But I don't know. I mean, it doesn't seem like they did a ton, to be perfectly honest with you.
Well, they did what they did a couple years ago and lost a first rounder for that.
Yeah, that's a little different because that was over more than one game. Yeah,
it is different because they were warned.
Yeah.
Which makes it worse.
There's a bunch of things that make it a little bit different. But, I mean, I would lay my money on fine and lose a draft pick because it's the Patriots. You know they're going to end up getting screwed somehow. So,
sure.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think they're going to lose. I don't think they're going to lose a first rounder, but I would put my money on that. All right, so Brains and balls together. This Patriots-Bengals game, there is a 9.5-point spread. This seems like a pretty safe bet, all things considered, with the Patriots. However, Julian Edelman, injured, you know, he'll probably play.
Brady is banged up.
Banged up, and it's a revenge game for videotaping the sidelines, the way people are calling it. So
Bengals' defensive line is a little healthier.
Well, where do you put your money on this one?
Pats, they're pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
That's
pissed.
Great
but
point.
I just hope that they can score.
Nothing riles them up like a scandal. We've seen that in the past.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. It feels like they almost like needed this to like wake themselves up and kind of like, you know, come out of the coma they're in or whatever.
If Edelman doesn't play, that number's changing. That's going to go down to 7.
He'll play. He's played through worse stuff than this.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to play him.
I don't
in this
know. Actually,
game.
I don't know if Sanu will play. That's an interesting. I think he needs another week.
Yeah,
he doesn't look
right. I'm giving guys some time if going at this point in the season. But I will tell you this because I have some knowledge on it. The Ravens are -16 at the Jets.
That's a big
spread. However, no one's playing on the Jets defense. The Jets' defense is just not. I mean, no one's playing.
Lamar Jackson's banged up.
Yeah,
he got hit
he's
hard.
Got a quad injury.
Yep.
Yes, but like for real, Williams isn't playing. Adams isn't playing. They're every corner they have is basically hurt. There's guys I've never heard of out there. Le'Veon Bell's back, but who cares? So, I mean, this is a defense that's got nobody. It's a nobody defense, but that's a big line. Do you think it's this thing that Lamar Jackson, if they get a lead, they might pull him?
I mean, I would if he's hurt, and you know, if he's as hurt as they say he is, questionable, banged up, whatever. I would, you know, if you're looking at the Ravens, maybe go first half instead of full game if you're really worried about him getting pulled, something like that. I mean, that's the way I would look at it. I mean, they're home tonight. I don't know. Joe?
I think they're going to pull Lamar Jackson early in the game. RG3 is going to play. My only thing is, we mentioned this a couple of times, weeks 1 through 8, the road teams generally win on Thursday Night Football. Weeks 8 through 16, the home teams generally cover. So
this is a Jets. You're leaning Jets on this.
Yeah, but I mean, can you really back? I can't back the Jets.
Man, 16's that's a big spread. It is a big spread.
Three scores.
Yep.
I mean, the Jets... Again, have nobody on defense. Now, Williams has done a very good job of coaching that defense this year, but they're real, real banged up.
All right.
So it's a primetime game, man. You know, fun things happen in primetime games, just saying.
Okay, so you have an interesting one here for tonight. Sixers at Celtics. That Celtics game, they really needed to win that because they went all in and they ended up losing. You had injury to Gordon Hayward. No one really knows his status for this evening. He got smashed in the face. They're testing him for concussion-like symptoms. He didn't break his nose or anything like that. But it's a back-to-back, and this is always a tough team to play. But you have the Celtics at -1 this evening. I know they're at home. Where are you putting your money on this one?
That was the opening spread last night. After losing, you would think that they would come back and win this game on a back-to-back at home. And, you know, the second game of a back-to-back, they'll probably struggle a little bit out of the gate and then finish up better than usual. Now, I know that's not really considered in the NBA on the road. It's you start better and then end worse on home. You start worse and then, you know, end better. I would lean the Celtics, but again, I don't think it's something that you really want to put a lot of money on. Personally.
Sure. I like the Celtics at home, right? I mean, when's the last time they've lost a game at home?
Well, they haven't this season.
Yeah.
Not like the Bruins, who the people are saying they do.
Yeah. I call them pity points when they go and they get the point.
Sure.
Celtics, you got to ride it at home. It is the return of Al Horford tonight. I'm sure we'll get into that later on in the show here. But it is a Celtics back-to-back here. The Sixers did have, I believe, a night off. They beat Denver the other night as well. So I'd ride the Celtics at home. Ride it.
There's going to be a fight. It's going to get intense. Not a real fight, but, you know, a basketball fight. And I think a lot of it's going to stem from Jalen Brown saying they used to call Grant Edwards.
I just was thinking
Ben
that.
Simmons.
Oh, I was just thinking.
Because he hit a three.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Grant Williams or whatever.
Grant Williams, yeah.
I think it might be Grant Williams and Ben Simmons get into it.
Especially if he makes a three tonight. Oh, it's going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be nice.
Oh, it would be great. So just get ready. Like, tonight's going to be one of the more fun Celtics games of the year. It's going to be intense. It always is with those guys. Mm-hmm. Are you ready, sir, for the Make It Rain ceremony, Mr. Joe Murray?
Yes, I want to do it. Now, finally, one thing. This weekend is the Army-Navy game.
Yes.
One of the biggest games of the year.
Very boring. Yeah.
So, Dan, we haven't really talked about this yet.
Nope.
I'm out on Army. I am done with Army, but they have been successful over the last couple of years in this game. I like Navy minus the 10.5. I buy the hook.
And that's the thing. Last year on the show, we took the under.
I won a lot of money on that game.
Yeah, you won a good amount of money on that game. So the under this year is already down to 41.5 or whatever it is, 40.5. First half under is at 21.5. I'm saying first half under again.
All right. Dan, I need some Make It Rain money. Joe Murray, as he crosses the room, nothing but a stack of hundies in his hand. Making it rain all over
Fred Tucker's head. That's right. 369. Just making it rain.
Bands are making dance. I just learned that from Rob Gronkowski. Well, bands strapped around cash. That's the way it works.
They changed the $100 bill. I haven't seen
it. Ski. What? I got what?
All right, I gotta count it.
It's too grand, even though you won 25-25, but taking the big.
He's taking the big. Yeah. There you go. That's a lot of Girl Scout cookies.
That's a lot of cookies.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. When none of you bought them.
Just taking a percentage.
All right.
I brought a little money today, by the way.
All right, very good. All right. The Bankroll Boys, everyone loves them.
I guess Nick missed it on the Twitch and they're pissed.
Oh, of course you missed it. That's all right. That's what you got.
How the hell did he miss
it?
Oh,
you got it. Okay, all right. I saw some people were upset.
I will
tweet. How did he miss it on the Twitch?
No, they got it. He got it.
I'll tweet it out.
Some people were upset.
And you TikToked it too, so that's good. Two different angles.
I guess I took my son's TikTok away.
What is the odds on favorite to win the Golden Leaf Blower at 8 o'clock?
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, Handcuff Man.
You think that's the odds on favorite?
If I was going to rank it, Handcuff Man? Oh, geez. The kid kicking dirt.
Okay.
I'm saying Whole Foods guy. Man.
Or you'd be Trader Joe's guy.
Oh, Trader Joe, whatever.
Trader Joe's guy. Trader Joe's guy would be
the dispensary
favorite.
Man's in there. That's a wild card right there.
Oh. Yeah,
that might be the value pick.
I think people want to stay away from that one. People want to stay away from that.
That's the balls.
That's true.
I think it's rabbit or handcuffs. That's where I'm leaning.
All right. We'll find out at 8.
We will find that out at 8. We will be right back.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Ace Ticket has your tickets to all upcoming Bruins and Celtics games, including tonight's game with Philly. Right now at aceticket.com, you can view upcoming best value games and save big. Make sure to check out Ace Ticket because during your holiday shopping, because tickets of Ace Ticket, tickets and Ace Ticket, everyone's spazzing out. Because tickets and Ace Ticket gift cards make perfect gifts, visit aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS now. The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. Let me just make sure this is all here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Boom! We're going to the, gonna have some fun at the casino, maybe? Someday?
Well, tomorrow is the big party, right?
Yep. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night is the big thing at the Encore. And then I get to coach my daughter's basketball team very early on Saturday morning.
It's a Buttermaker situation.
Yeah. It's going to be great.
that should be fun. Well, yes. Fred, one of your favorite guys in the entire world is making news once again.
Because mama didn't raise a wuss.
Oh, yeah. Baker Mayfield. Captain Dangerous. Woke up feeling dangerous. As we know, things have been not going not so sweet. I think I read yesterday that he has one more interception this season than he has touchdown pass. Is that true? I know Brain isn't here, but Balls, would you mind looking that up for me?
Yes.
Seeing if that is the case?
Let's see. Baker Mayfield, Pro Football Reference stats.
Mm-hmm. For this season.
He has 15. Oh, yeah. He has 15 touchdowns. And he has wherever interceptions.
And by the way, I think it's 16 interceptions. I might be wrong about that, but I thought I saw it. But
he's not good. But by the way, and if you are interested, there is an article on ESPN.com.
16. Okay, so it is. Yeah. He has one more interception than he has touchdowns this year.
About his beefs, and it's Baker versus Cliff Kingsbury. It's Baker versus TCU. It's Baker versus Ohio State.
Baker versus Daniel Jones.
Baker versus Kansas.
Sure.
Baker versus Texas, Westlake, and Sam somebody. Baker versus Hugh Jackson. Baker versus Duke Johnson. Baker versus Rex Ryan. Baker versus Richard Sherman.
Sure. So now, and this brings me to a interview that was done yesterday. So you know Orlando Scandrick. He used to play for the Eagles, play for the Chiefs for an amount of time, and he's been talking a lot lately, and he was doing an interview, I think, with Colin Cowherd, and they brought up the situation with Odell Beckham, where it sounds like, you know, it's been confirmed that Odell Beckham, that story's true. He has been going to other teams throughout the season saying, save me, get me out of here. And by the way, looking back, you have to think that whole Tom Brady waiting outside the locker room and the sneakers thing. Don't tell me for a second that one of the things that came out of Odell Beckham Jr.'s mouth wasn't, save me, get me out of here. I mean, to anybody, you would think that'd be the number one person
right.
He would say
he
that to.
He saw that he had an idiot quarterback that wasn't going to be able to get him the ball. And he saw that he had an idiot coach. He did not choose to go there.
That's crazy.
I mean, he won it out in New York, and then they turned around and they said, okay, here's Baker Mayfield.
Outside of the coach, because I had no idea how he would do. I thought they were going to be so much better than this. Not even so much better.
Should be
better. Yeah.
And they had a hell of a draft class, too.
Okay, fine.
Dude, they got Nick Chubb. They got Landry.
Adding from Kansas City, too.
Adding Odell Beckham Jr. does not change the narrative of your team.
Okay, well, that's fine. I thought that if that team from last year just continued on the trajectory that it was going, it was going to be a better team.
They were better. They got Greedy Williams as a corner. They already had Ward on the other side. You referenced that Scandrick interview.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw, but he also called out the Patriots. He said the Patriots, after every game, go to the visiting team's hotel and locker room to see if they leave any, like, playbooks or anything.
But
around.
I've heard. See,
but I feel like we have heard that.
People are flipping out about that. That's been around for years, and it's not just the Patriots. That's apparently just something that teams do.
I would
and there's nothing
that
illegal against that. I mean, but, there's no rule that you can't do it.
Well, let's
so.
More focus on my being right.
All right.
So
let's do that. Right? And to right, your point, Fred.
Because I knew Odell Beckham would blow up. I knew Odell Beckham, and people were pointing to that signing as this is going to put him over the top, which is never the case.
I thought it was just gravy. I thought it was just adding to a team that already had potential was going in the right direction.
Well, you don't need Odell Beckham to win a championship.
That's true. That's true. And it's been you've seen it time after again. You don't need a superstar wide receiver to win a Super Bowl.
I totally agree with that. You don't.
No, you don't. I mean, you can talk the career.
I mean, listen, Julio Jones, in my opinion, is the best wide receiver. One of the best wide. They couldn't even beat the Patriots. Like, and they had a 28-3 lead. I don't want to go there, but that's true. How many teams with a star receiver truly win it?
Win the Super Bowl, it's been years.
Eagles didn't have a star receiver at the time.
The one time that the Patriots did, they didn't win the Super Bowl. I mean, there's...
Yeah, when they had Randy Moss, yeah. Right. Yep. So
And the Cowboys did, I guess, if you want to look at the you know the old days and 49ers or Jerry Rice.
Sure.
Yeah,
but
now it's
I'm talking
different
like,
game.
Go back 15 years. And I'm trying to figure out a team.
Like, the Rams were good with Isaac Bruce and Holt, but like...
Is Antonio Holmes, is he... I mean,
no, we've done this exercise.
Yeah, you know? He's not a superstar.
It's like the last 10 Super Bowls, yeah, hasn't been a star receiver.
But Orlando Scandrick was asked about Baker Mayfield. Actually, he was asked about Odell Beckham, and it seems like Orlando Scandrick just couldn't wait to say something about Baker.
Cleveland's just an all-around bad situation.
It's kind of a mess, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a huge mess.
What do you make of Baker calling out the medical staff?
That's Baker, though. He calls out Myles Garrett, who's, you know, one of the best players on our team, after he hits the guy with the helmet when he could have taken the high road and just said, you know, that's an unfortunate situation. We support Miles. It's unfortunate for Mason. And then he just moved on. But instead, he always puts himself in the middle. And Baker is like a joke, man. This guy has so much confidence and arrogance to have done nothing.
Do you think that's how players see him in the league?
I don't know how players see him, but I mean, at the rate that he's going, I don't see how Baker's going to play 8, 9, 10 years. He's an interception machine. He doesn't do anything but rub people the wrong way. And once the investment starts to become
expensive,
more than the return, then what happens?
That's a very good point.
You know what? When we had Brandon Merriweather on after that fight, and he's a guy who's been in a few fights on the field, he said, that was the first thing he said was like, man, if I'm Myles Garrett or I'm the people in that locker room, I'm BS at Baker Mayfield for calling him out. Now, I still agree with Baker Mayfield. Something that awful happens, you got to say, man, that's you can't do that. Now, he did add to it that he'll probably get suspended. That might have been the thing that went a little over the top. But it's not like you can just stand there and ignore what just happened on the field.
Then the narrative changes because the thing with calling out the medical staff was all the talking heads are saying he was defending Odell Beckham Jr. So I mean, make up your mind. I mean, are you defending your teammates or are you throwing them under the bus?
Yeah, I mean, there's one thing about defending your teammates. But crapping on the people who are working, like just, I mean, and these aren't even like superstars making a ton of money and crapping on them in front of everyone. Dude, that's ultimate punk move.
People have, in all sports, have had problems with medical staffs. They you hear about it all the time. But you don't need your starting quarterback coming out and talking about that. You also don't need your coach walking around with a shirt to antagonize your opponent.
You know what? I wouldn't mind it if Baker Mayfield called out the medical staff if it was something they did to him.
Yes.
I think that's perfectly fine.
Fine.
But
yes.
If somebody else, that's completely out of your lane.
Well, people have blamed medical staffs for people in every sport have.
Trent Williams, let's talk about him.
Yes.
He did that exact same thing this year, and
right.
It was well warranted, and I've got no problem with that.
Correct. And then if it's you, that's fine. But, I mean, he doesn't need – he's – everything he does is wrong. He's just a big dummy. He's so stupid. He's undersized.
I want him to be better because I want somebody who's a true villain in the league.
He's not
going
to
be good
better.
To be a villain. You got to be good to be a villain.
He's not. He's too small. And the reason he was drafted when he was drafted is he had to walk on to all these teams. And you can say what you want, but I mean, if you don't have that's the thing with Josh Allen is that he had to go to Wyoming.
Yeah.
There's a point where you just aren't skilled enough.
I'm not going to hold that against him. Baker Mayfield walked on and killed it.
I will say I do think Baker Mayfield is talented. I think he needs a coach who can you know, rein him in.
Well, they said on the Saban and Belichick that...
Well, the Patriots were interested in him. Well, they wanted him.
Well, no, but they said that you cannot, a good player cannot overcome bad coaching.
Yep.
So, but no.
That was another thing from that thing. I know we went over it yesterday, but Saban said one thing he learned from Belichick was when it comes to the pros, the kids can have all the skill in the world, but you got to find a certain way to coach these guys. Baker Mayfield might be one of those type of guys. Great in college, just like everyone else, but comes to the pros, he needs his own coach.
Well, I can tell you this, is that Charlie Ward was great at Florida State, and he ends up playing professional basketball. We will be back. Here are the headlines.
Get the app. Get the Sports Hub. Get Toucher and Rich. Down. Download the Sports Hub app today.
.985 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. This information is out there now, but Amazon with Alexa, and there's some like crazy percentage of people that have Alexa now, which of course is the speaker that you can ask questions and things like that. And Amazon said that they need to listen to things because they need to tweak the Alexa so it can understand what's going on. It has to teach itself. It's like AI. And there's people that were hired to transcribe. So what they said is they said that the computer would transcribe what the people were talking about, and that there had to be people there to confirm or to tweak what the people were saying. Now, this is not when people were aware that it was on, and people heard a guy ask order sex toys. They heard people fighting. They've heard like weird kinks, and the people that are doing it, the one woman quit, and the people that are doing it said how boring it was. But how long do you think that would be fun, just to be listening to people talking?
Well, dude, it's weird. To answer that question, I read on Bloomberg this week.
That's where I read.
Oh, you saw the same thing? Okay, yeah. They found a guy who wanted to be like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yes.
Who thought they had like a spirit animal inside them.
Yeah, and then there was like a teenager that was into like some weird, like asking weird questions. But if you could just listen to conversations, because I understand that most of them are mundane, but... I'm trying to think of how long that would be fun for me.
Oh, man.
Just for the chance.
Maybe like 3 days.
Okay, you think 3 days? But yeah. What if during those 3 days you hear a guy ordering sex toys? Does that buy you an extra day? Just just a chance of that happening?
Yeah. It's when it starts getting like sex toys is whatever. But I'm talking like some creepy stuff.
Well,
like
see that
feet stuff or like
it is, but if there was feet stuff, I'm giving it a month. I want to hear that guy talking all the time. I'd be double over in laughter, but because the people were saying it was boring, and I was kind of seeing both sides of it. I could see that there's 99% of it is minutia, but then you would hit the mother load, like when you heard people having sex and stuff like that.
Well, people were hitting on Alexa.
Yes, well, that, yes, there was people hitting on Alexa. And like,
I'd love that. I'd listen to that all day.
And not being, like, smooth. Like, asking, like, Alexa to, like, have sex. And like really, like, hitting on the machine. And, that buys me a day if I hear that. Now, I'm not sure, I don't think you can control who you're listening to. But if you have one of these machines... And I guess with Siri, it's the same thing with Apple. But with Apple, the difference is that in those terms and conditions, you're allowing them to... there's like a small thing that allows them to listen to you. Now, I don't know how they do that without you turning on the Siri, but regardless. But it's a fact. Alexa is listening to you regardless of if you say, hey, Alexa, can you do this?
Yeah. And to answer your question, one of the women from that article, they started in 2014 and quit in 2016. They did it for 2 years.
Yeah.
And they were like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there was the guilt factor, but that really wouldn't upset me. I'd be able to get over the guilt factor pretty quickly if there was foot talk or if there was some creep hitting on the Alexa machine.
Yeah. But it does happen to me. Like at home, I talk out loud, and then I'll go on like, you know, Facebook or Twitter, and boom, I have these digital ads of what I was just talking about going right on my phone.
I know Rich talks about that, but that has actually happened to you.
Yeah, I'll never forget this. But I was talking about lemonade ginger ale one day and how they made it, and boom, right on my phone, I saw lemonade ginger ale.
And you're positive you didn't Google it?
I did not Google it.
You're positive that there was nothing that you typed into the phone.
Can I give you another one this week? We were doing the bit on the machine, the exercise machine.
Yeah, Pedalton.
Boom. Popped up. It's popped up as my ads this week. And we've only talked about it here.
Yeah, but it popped up on my ads too, but I have a feeling that's just a big buy. Like that they're just like going all in.
Maybe.
For the holiday season.
But how come it showed up on both of ours? So, I mean, you could be right.
As the two of you were talking about this, something came up from last week, and Bird would like to share a story that happened in a conversation between him and Mike.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That is fine. Bird, go ahead. The floor is yours.
So me and Mike were talking about the show on HBO, The Watchmen. So we're going back and forth. Mike's like, I don't really get it. I'm, you know, blah, 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 whatever. And then not even 2 minutes later, it popped up on the computer. Like, on an ad. Like a clip note.
Cliff Notes for Watchmen.
Cliff Notes for Watchmen.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we're like, okay, time to burn this computer and just move on.
Now, it was a computer or was it your phone?
A computer.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's the idea that that's listening to your conversation.
I believe so. Yeah, computers. Every mobile device, computer, I think everything's listening.
Chuck, go ahead.
This is Phil.
All right, whatever. Phil, go ahead.
This is Phil. PhilVincent.com. How do you doing?
Hey, Philly Vincent. He is giving us pens.
Yeah, inscribed pens, my friend.
I know. They're lovely. You can see them on Twitch.
I appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you, Phil.
Listen, I have a story about Alexa. We had Alexa, but we had somebody in the house who had a name, Alexa, and we kept calling that name, and Alexa kept turning on. So it's very annoying. We got rid of it. I didn't want it. My wife wanted it, but that's the story. If you have somebody in the house named Alexa, there's going to be problems.
All right. Well, my thing is they're spying on you. There's no question about it. I mean, they are. But is how long that would be fun to be on the other end of it? Like, because I mean, they are. It's a fact. I mean, Alexa's listening to you. But there's people that are hired to dance to and it's funny because Joe read the same article as I did in Bloomberg that just recently came out about these people that had to like transcribe what they were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And like some people quit after 2 weeks because it was boring. But then there was like guys hitting on Alexa, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Like there was like a guy ordering sex toys, which would be funny. There was one kid that was like real weird. I don't even want to get into what he was talking about.
Mm.
But the like, because if he brought up feet, like if you got a guy who's into feet, that's buying you a week.
Stilettos.
Yeah, right. That's like,
and then at some point you just start to feel dirty.
See, I wouldn't because it would be fun. But I'm wondering when that would get boring.
The honey.
Oh, the DA, what are you doing here? I didn't know you were shooting.
Yes,
yes. The feet comes up. You know what happened to
Alexa,
me?
May I see your tootsies? Sorry, does not. I don't have feet. The trash you go.
You know what happened to me the other day? And this wasn't an Alexa thing, but it was definitely a technology screwing you. I love the earbuds you can use, you know, and they're one of the best things. I have them all with me at all times. So I popped it in. I was walking my dog, and I forgot to take them out when I got back home. And my wife started talking to me about something that was going on in my kid's school. And you know, we finished our conversation. It was about a 3-minute conversation, and I looked down. And something I had said while talking to my wife had called somebody that I hadn't talked to in like 2 years. And I saw that it was still going. Like apparently it had reached his voicemail, and everything I had been saying for the last 3 minutes was left on his voicemail.
Okay, but
I want to get back to the
point. That was, I had said something into my headphones that triggered it to go, hey, call so-and-so.
Right, right. Everyone's getting spied on. There's no question.
Right.
But how long is it fun to listen to people's private conversations? Because there's a very good chance that 99% of the people never get anything funny. That it's like, because even like an argument between a couple would be funny, but it like wouldn't want me make me want to stay.
Sure.
I just don't, because the first day would be fantastic because you're hearing because
if it's people I don't know, it would be interesting.
Yeah.
But I would stop caring real quick. Like if it was all people I didn't know.
But there's something about hearing people uncensored and unfiltered.
The lives of those FBI guys is wildly boring.
Oh, yeah.
Where they sit there and just listen to every conversation.
Point. That's my point, is that when I was reading the Bloomberg article, because there's some people that quit like after 2 weeks because they're bored. And then there's some people that stick around for like 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it got me thinking how, because it would be great the first day. It would be fantastic to just hear people, like what people, because you never get to do it. You never hear people talking like when they're not aware that they're being heard.
Yeah.
And so that would be fascinating. Like, I don't think many times in my life have I heard like someone just like talking to themselves, you know, I mean, my kids and everything, but they got nothing to say.
I've been butt dialed a few times.
Yeah.
But those are always boring.
Yeah, there's never anything good that came from it, yeah.
It's usually just rustling and driving. But does anyone have that job? Okay, here we go. John, go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm just confused in the sense that everyone freaks out about it. If I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, man, I really want to buy something, and all of a sudden an ad pops up that is something I want to buy, boom, that's unbelievable to me. My thought process is you're going to have ads for the rest of your life. If they're catered to exactly what I'm thinking, that's unreal. That makes my life a lot easier. And if 15 people in Virginia in the government are listening to my conversations from Alexa or whatever it is, I don't care. Listen to me talk to my mom and complain about everything. That's fine. That's a shitty job to have.
Nope. All right. Nope. You can't say the S word.
I have tape over all the cameras on my smart
Comey
TVs.
Said to do that, so that's not ridiculous.
I unplug mine. I just don't want
to. Well, I don't use it. I got one for free because I bought something from Amazon when they were just chucking them at you.
Yeah.
And I don't plug it in.
The retargeting is cool, but like I just don't want to talk about something and see it. It freaks me out.
That hasn't happened to me.
That happens a lot.
I was just telling him, Peloton, we were talking about it last week.
Yeah, but I have a feeling.
He thinks it might be an ad spend.
I think he might be right.
Well, because this company buys ads on social media that target certain demographics.
Right. It might just be you're of a certain age and you're married, so they want you to know this Peloton.
I looked at Google leaf blowers yesterday. Boom, Home Depot popping up on my phone.
That happens. Like if I follow something on Facebook, then like I follow the like one thing that's not a person I follow is the Descendants, and then like so every Descendants merchandise thing comes up.
The funny thing about this, you're talking about how long can you listen? Just imagine these people from Brookline 911, and like. Just they have to do this every single day, and like I'm starting to wonder if they're like, man, this is going to be good for Toucher and Rich now. Like they have to know.
Say that is the truth.
Yes,
I would say that might be something I've experienced firsthand, but I'm not going to actually say that.
Of course they love it. Jake, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So my wife did that voice analysis for Alexa for about a year when we first moved here from Virginia Beach. And it's awful. Like, you guys think it might be fun for a day, but think about every whining, screaming kid who just yells into their Alexa every morning. She has to listen to every single one of those conversations.
Did she get anything cool? Like, did anyone do anything weird?
I mean, not really. Like, honestly, she listens to it for, like, 10 hours a day. Yeah. And she hears, like, maybe one good fight a day.
Yeah. I mean, it would be boring. I just wondered how long I could take it. Well, it would still be cool. That's the way because they're spying on you no matter what. I mean, that's not going away. Just wondering if I was on the other end of it, how long it would be fun.
And you know what? I'd rather have him spying on everyone than just spying on a couple people, because then you get lost in the shuffle.
All right, we got something to get to.
We have an award to give.
We have an award to give. It has been a long time coming, but we, according to the votes yesterday, and man, do we get a lot, we have a winner in the Brookline 911 Awards, the Golden Leaf Blower Award.
All right, we will be given out. We'll find out who won that in just a moment.
Hey, guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.